Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. This is the time I really get up for it. I really enjoy doing this. It's Mondays and Fridays, and today's Friday, the start of the weekend. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend, Tarek Brock. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing it live in Los Angeles. He's in Atlanta. 347-205-9631. You can catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more him, less of me, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. First of all, Tarek, how are you? Second of all, how can people get a hold of you? And third of all, second of four with the Braves tonight.
Man, good morning to you, man. Doing well. Morning is off to a great start here in the heart of Dixie. In Atlanta, Georgia. You can follow me online, you know, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, TarikBrock. On Facebook, TarikSR. On Instagram and Twitter, man. Had a good start to the morning. Spoke to some young kids that's out here playing in tournaments, Future All-Star Sports Academy. Spoke to those guys this morning, so now they're off going. Working to one day get here. So it's really good. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. And, you know, down there in Atlanta, the new stadium, that's got to be an ambiance in itself. I mean, they got the restaurants around there. Tell the listeners what that's like if they haven't been to Atlanta because, man, oh, man, it's come a long way since the Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. Turner Field, and now we've got this place that really, really looks nice.
Man, this field is really nice, man. It is it looks like a nightclub. Underneath the ceiling, the roof of the stadium is, you know, different color lights. It's nice. The Omni Hotel sits, you know, in right center field, right behind the hotel. Really good atmosphere, good crowds. With that comes, you know, some traffic, and last night it took us about an hour 15 minutes to get back to our hotel, you know, coming back. But we're just looking forward to, you know, having our bats heat up tonight. We had a great pitching performance last night by JT Brubaker, give us like 7 innings, only giving up 3 runs. And we had traffic on base. We had runners on base, but just wasn't able, you know, to get the hit to, you know, push us over the top or, you know, get us back in the game. A nice solo home run by Jack Sawinski, who continues to marvel, you know, at marvelous at the plate, and just is doing a really good job. So tonight, just looking to turn around against Mr. Strider.
Yeah, let's recap the Tiger series. You had won 8 out of 12 before they came to town, and sitting there watching the game on Wednesday, boy, I said to myself, if they could just get one of these, keep that thing going. You know, the baseball season's peaks and valleys. It's like you said, it's a marathon, not a sprint. But how tough were those losses to try to get that confidence level going back to Atlanta for the start of the 4-game series?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every pitch the game is on the line, and, you know, you're just one pitch, one hit away, you know, from, you know, busting the game wide open or getting back into a game. And it just we just couldn't get the hit. It's like our last, you know, 2 or 3 games have been the same. And like you said, it happens, you know, in a long season where you're just sitting there. You know, at times, you know, we play down to our competition, not saying that the Tigers are, you know, a terrible team or anything like that. It's just the expectations that we have of this group is really high. And, you know, that is a part of the growing pains of having a young team where, you know, you come off the highs of winning, you know, 4, you know, series in a row, or, you know, or coming close to winning 4 series in a row, and then have an opportunity to, you know, get back at Detroit. You know, we felt like we let one game get away from us while we were there in Detroit, you know, before coming back and splitting the series, and then coming in just having expectations of, at worst, having a split, but really looking, you know, to sweep that one, and we just didn't get the job done. And so, you know, trying not to carry that over coming down here to Atlanta facing the world champions and we've got to bring a certain amount of energy to match what they naturally bring onto the field. And so hopefully tonight, after, you know, last night game, you know, our players, you know, realize that and will come up with just a little bit more intensity and play quick and make great decisions and put some pressure on the world, you know, the world champions.
You know, that first game there with the Tigers, man, that thing, I thought that was going to slide right into Wednesday morning, then the early rise to play them in the afternoon and then get out of that game and then fly to Atlanta. Boy, that's going to take a lot of the rigors, and that's the major league travel. Boy, take us through that. That must have been something.
Yeah, you know, we had a situation where, you know, some weather, you know, pushed through, and, you know, it was weather that was, you know, going from, you know, west to east on the map. And, you know, we got some of it, and it was looking like we were going to play, you know, just two. But we had a window and was able to start. And that's the whole thing about just being prepared and being ready and being able to, you know, turn it down, but also being able to turn it back up, which was great. And, you know, normally in those situations where you play that game, you want to be the team that comes out on the winning end of it to be able to carry that momentum into the next day, which was a really quick turnaround for a 12:35 start game. And, you know, we just, like I said, just didn't have enough that day. We just didn't have it. We didn't perform the way that we were capable of performing. And so now, you know, you find yourself traveling, going down to a team that had won 7 in a row going into last night's game. So it's not like we came in here and walked into, a team that was struggling. We walked into a team that was hotter than the six shooter. And so therefore they came out and did what they had been doing for the previous 7 games, which is, you know, finding a way to, you know, close the game out at the end.
And, you know, when you look at the pitch and Mitch Keller, boy, what a masterpiece he threw at the Tigers. If Cameron doesn't get those, you know, hits, this is a whole different ball game. And then to come into Atlanta and have the Brew Man, you know, throw some great innings. This Pirate pitching staff's been right at the top since May 1st, waiting for that offense to get going. And when that gets going, watch out. Here come the Pittsburgh Pirates.
You know, I agree. And it's all timely hittings, and it's not like – you know, you need to, you know, roll, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hits out in a row. It's just, you know, you get a runner in scoring position or, you know, a runner in second base with no outs, you know, moving them over, in which we had that, you know, during the homestand when Cal Mitchell had a runner in second base, was able to move them over. Now all of a sudden you got a, you know, ground ball, you know, fly ball, sack fly situation where you score a run. And so, you know, last night we just didn't get a chance to really get rolling. And didn't get a chance to, you know, to play fast, which makes us great. So tonight I just look forward to, you know, our manager, Derek Shelton, you know, writing out a good lineup and having a good plan and approach on the mound and as well as the play and then run the bases extremely smart and aggressive.
You know, the Brew Man, he's quietly been developing into a quality starting pitcher. I mean, he did a nice job of keeping the Brave guys off, getting too comfortable in the box, generating 16 swings and misses, and his slider continues to look like a pitch that's developing into a very good one. Any thought to that?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a great job. He's coming around. He's learning. He's taking the lessons, you know, that he's learning in these outings and being able to carry it into the next outing. And like you say, you know, took a really good lineup and just held him to, you know, to 3 runs, which was huge, minimizing, you know, damage. And I thought a cool point was, you know, last night, you know, Shelty, our manager, goes out, you know, with Brew, had a runner on first, just to give him a, you know, a little quick breather, and then he comes out and then strikes out the next guy, you know, to end the inning and the game for him. And I just wish we were able to score some runs to at least, at worst, have him have a no decision. You know, he's pitched well at times enough to win. We just didn't, you know, give him the offense which is needed. But you know, I have no doubt that our offense will pick up here and get going and be able to get him, you know, his first win of the season.
And Sawinski, man, he fits that grit of Pittsburgh, blue-collar type. I mean, 8 home runs now. He's tied with Jeremy Pena, the Houston Astros, for the most by any rookie in baseball. But this kid, nothing phases him, it seems like, and you see him up close. I mean, seeing him from afar out here, man, it's just simply amazing what this kid has put himself into to make himself one heck of a hitter. When you look at the guys that they brought up there, Cal Mitchell, Swaggerty, I mean, this is getting to be exciting now in the dog days of summer.
Yeah, it's great. He's been doing a good job, man. He's a hard worker. You know, he's learning how to work smarter at this level. You know, he's doing a good job of doing everything he can to, you know, sharpen up his challenge areas, you know, learn more about, you know, the players that he's playing against. And that's what the thing about at this level is, just, you know, it's just about extreme consistency. And, you know, he's just doing a good job. I mean, everything he hits, when it's forward, it is hard. You know, at first base, I make sure I back down, you know, towards the outfield, because that ball is getting out there. And, man, he's just starting to, you know, gain more confidence by the day. And the fact that he hasn't been with us that long, but it's just went off the pace for team lead and home runs. You know, it says a lot to where he's at. And he's going to have to continue to make adjustments, as well as, you know, Cal Mitchell and Travis Swaggerty, you know, all these new young outfielders. And it was really cool, because the other day I looked out there and it's like, man, I had two double A and triple A players out there, old guys that started out there that's here now, that earned their way here and, you know, doing everything that they can to, you know, learn, grow, and just adjust being up here at this level. So they're doing a good job, and, you know, we're doing a good job as a staff to build an environment that's comfortable for these guys to come in and be themselves and flourish.
Yeah, and, you know, Sawinski took the local kid out here, Max Fried, deep, and that was nice to see. And, you know, when you look at this Brave team, how different is it? I mean, you know, there's no Freddie Freeman, but they pick up a Matt Olson, Kenley Jansen over there now that bet on himself, and he's got like 15 saves after being with the Dodgers for a lot of years. I mean, boy, this team has redeveloped itself, the defending world champs, and they're sitting only 6.5 behind the Mets here. You're seeing them up close. Anything you notice with this team that's different from last year, other than there's no Freeman there?
I mean, that's it. I just think, more so than anything, you know, excuse me, of just the experience that they gained last year going through the playoffs and the year before that, you know, just being there. And, you know, for them, the huge thing was just getting over the hump with Los Angeles last year and then going on and winning the World Series. I just do see that, you know, they just have the same, you know, cast of characters. They got this young kid, Georgia, you know, born native, and Michael Harris II, you know, playing center field. And the other thing that they got back is, you know, people take and forget that they won a championship without, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr. last year, who's back, meaning who has missed, you know, 20-something games of the season and is like second to third in the league in stolen bases. Like, this guy's coming back with the vengeance. So, yeah, they're pretty much the same team, but just, you know, having some guys back that missed time. And, you know, like you said, without having, you know, Freddie Freeman, but they got Matt Olson. And that guy's a good player in his own right. So, yeah, it just makes it easier from a standpoint of scouting, because you know what you're going to get. But, you know, you sprinkle some young guys in and you know, back at it.
You know, there's always games during the year that you probably circle and say, okay, this is going to be something that we want to do real good on and everything. When I looked at the schedule, I looked at the 8-game road trip, 4 in Atlanta, 4 in St. Louis, coming home against the Giants next week with the weekend, 11 straight with 3 of these teams. Is that something you look at and you say to yourself, okay, let's see how we can manufacture through this? Because there's always games during the season that you always kind of try to look at and say, okay, this is going to be something. Let's see what we can do with this trip.
Yeah, I mean, there's certain, you know, places, you know, where you go to and you go, okay, I think for us coming back here, it's just making sure that it didn't go the way it went last year. Last year we just had a tough time for 4 days here. So far, you know, we didn't win last night's game, but, you know, we're off to a good start. And I can see us winning, you know, the next 3 games out here and then going ahead and moving on to St. Louis. you know, is there times where you might get up more than others, maybe just based upon, you know, your experience with the team and your experience in the city the last time you were there. So for us, it's just, to show them, hey, we're not the same, you know, cast of characters that we were, last year, that our team is growing. And, you know, and they see it, and, you know, they're not taking us lightly. And it's not like, you know, we're the Pirates of old, where they, you know, we come into Atlanta and just get beat down for 3 or 4 days and then go on our way. You know, they're in for a fight, and they understand that.
And the Southern hospitality down there, the food's got to be good and everything. You know, it's got to, and then you move on to the Arch of St. Louis. Boy, what a nice road trip, Atlanta and St. Louis.
The last two road trips have been great. Personally, for me, the California trip was great, getting able to get back home. But, you know, coming down here to, you know, Atlanta, you know, playing 4 days, it's a great place. You know, good location that we're in, where we can walk around, you know, get some coffee, you know, plenty of restaurants to eat at. And then, we go to St. Louis, a place that we're, you know, very familiar with, you know, a team as well that, you know, we have something to prove to ourselves first, and then, you know, to themselves, I'm like, hey, you know, we're growing, we're getting better, and this is just a part of the journey. And, you know, at this level, no matter where you go, you know, you're facing major leaguers. There's no break. There's no letdown. And, you know, and we just have to realize that there's a certain level of energy that the game challenges you with, and you have to accept that challenge with that same intensity of energy or greater. And that's the lesson that our guys are learning.
And as we wrap this up, just let them know that we got the best ballpark in the major leagues in PNC Park. Probably got the best football team across the country, too. And tell them within 2 years we'll be challenging for the World Series. So everything rolls in threes. You can pass that on,
absolutely,
my friend. As we wrap this up, I can't wait to get talk to you in St. Louis on Monday. How can everybody get a hold of you, my friend?
Man, Facebook, TARRIKBROCK. Instagram, TARRIK. SR, as well as on Twitter, man. So I hope everybody has a great weekend, safe weekend. Enjoy your loved ones, watch some baseball, and when you got some time, you know, cheer on the Buccos from Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, and I know at the top of the hour I'll be talking to Tim Nevert, the Dodger broadcaster. I'll be on my best behavior and try not to tell him to raise a Jolly Roger out there in San Francisco. Till then, my friend, have a blessed weekend. Go take the tomahawk chop out. We'll talk Monday from St. Louis and the Arch. Till then, have a blessed one. I love you dearly. For Tarik Brock out there in Atlanta, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll talk to you Monday from St. Louis. Catch this archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a great one, guys, and cheer on those Bucks, like he said.